The television and film writers' strike is going into its sixth week, and a weird message has popped up on the website, AMPTP.com. That stands for Alliance of Motion Pictures and Television Producers.
The producers claim to have done everything to try to mend fences with the writers. They say on the website they've sent a muffin basket, they made a mix CD, they even stood outside the writers' windows with a boombox playing In Your Eyes.
Luke, I'm supposed to picture some well-tanned, Prius-driving Paramount exec standing in a long trench coat, all Lloyd Dobler style, pining for the head writer of Reba to come back to work?
Yes, you are.
All right. Maybe. It's Hollyweird, after all. But then the producers claim on this site that their proposal is the greatest document since the Magna Carta, and they pledge to destroy the industry through accident and incompetence.
Yeah, and things start to get kind of even more weird, and you start to realize something's not right. The frequent Judd Apatow references, the claim by the producers that they have enough reality TV shows to choke a horse.
And that one of those reality TV shows will actually be titled, Can You Choke a Horse?
Yes, my friends. Looks like we're dealing with a good old-fashioned hoax here. You see, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, that's AMPTP.org, is their real website, not AMPTP.com, which is what we were reading.
Well, looks like the writers have found a place to, shall we say, get their creativity out without having to cross a picket line.
The LA Times reports that AMPTP.com and .net belong to a guy named Bill Davis, who says he's owned the site names for more than a year. He says last week someone, who he won't name, approached him with money, asking if they could use the URLs, and he obliged.
Snarky writers with not a lot to do. Entertainment-wise, AMPTP.com. Not a new episode of 30 Rock, but in these lean times, it'll have to do as a way to get some giggles.
Oh, remember when Peter Gabriel didn't look like Dr. Evil? He's become a completely different person. But we love you, Peter.